Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection and awaken what is possible in your life. I'm Angel, the belly dancing medium, and your soul journey medium. I believe that each of us has the ability to access the divine connection and can become whatever it is we wish to become. Join me today for a fun and energetic hour of connection where we will gain inspiration, clarity, and a little push towards the path to the divine soul purpose. Callers are welcome, and I'm always available for reading. So come on in, relax, and allow me to be your spiritual wake-up call.
Oh, wow, here we are. Another Monday evening in the midst of our shelter in place. I hope everybody's having a good time out there. It's really hard sometimes, right, to stay focused on something positive when you're on lockdown. And the only thing you can do is look at the four walls around you, figure out if you've seen everything on Netflix yet and see what's on TV, because you can't go outside, you can't do anything, right? So here we are going to be for an hour trying to do something a little different, and that is to have some fun with each other and be in joy with each other for a minute. So before we get started, as always, I wanted to take a minute to just give us a moment of peace. Just take a deep breath for me for a minute. And as you're breathing out, I want you to remember everything in your life that there is to be thankful for, everything in life that there is to be incredibly in gratitude for. Because with everything that's going on, I can't help but see how lucky I am to have all the things that I have when there's so many people out there that have so little. So be in gratitude for me. Just for a moment, everything that you wish that you could speak out loud to the divine spirit was standing right in front of you, which every day is standing right in front of you, by the way. And be in gratitude. And if your loved one is sitting there with you, put your arms around them and thank them for their presence in your life, because it's a blessing above any blessing to have someone stand with you when you're going through stuff like this. And we're going to ask for nothing but positivity and joy to come from this moment, because the best thing that you can give to yourself is joy and positivity. Very good. How are you? Great, great, great. I see some people waiting to talk to me on the air. Before we get started with taking calls, just want to talk about this whole process of being in joy and how important it is for us to be in positivity. I was watching the news today and I saw nothing but just a barrage of negativity, just the horrible things that are happening in our communities across the planet as a result of all of this stuff. And every once in a while, every news show I watched, I think I watched three or four of them, every news show I watched, they would take a few minutes to talk about something nice somebody did or something cool that was happening, whether it's a group of nurses taking masks over to a senior center, or you know, any really nice thing. There was another couple of nurses that took food over to some firefighters in their community. Really, really nice thing. But, you know, they talked about that for like 3 seconds and then moved on. But boy, when something horrible was happening, we spent a lot of time talking about that horrible thing, didn't we? Pictures and videos and images and commentary, just to get you in a state of just frustration, anger, fear. And we have a little bit of let go, a little bit of calm, a little bit of joy. We don't want to talk about it, right? The only thing we want to focus on is negativity. I have this thing I like to say to people. I don't like negativity. I don't like negativity near me. I don't like negativity in my space. Negativity has energy 10 times heavier than positivity, because it comes with all the icky, I like to call it, that is associated with the negativity. So as you're watching the news and you're looking at that stuff, you know, a really cool thing to do is turn it off. If it's too overwhelming for you, just turn it off. You don't have to watch it. Or you can do the game I like to play, is like, well, you just said that negative thing, news person. I'm going to say a positive thing and think of something positive to that's contrary to that negativity. The reality is, this is where we are, right? It is a global pandemic. It is not something focused on you or your community or just our country. It is a global pandemic, and it wasn't done by a person to spite you. It was done by a collection of things that happened and by divine process because of where we are as a society. And we can talk about that if you guys want to talk about that. We have a cool event coming up tomorrow. We have a panel of mediums that are going to speak specifically to that. You go to the New Age Guild, you'll see that we've got some events for the COVID, the pandemic. Go there and you'll see it. Log in at the Zoom event and you'll get all kinds of really cool information about the whys of the pandemic, because there are real whys as far as where we are as a community and where we are as a society that all this is happening. But for now, we're going to talk about you, and I'm here to support you. So as you hold on, wait for me to come and grab you, because I do give readings and I like to talk to people. I want you to think about what's really important. So I thought about this before I came on and how I could support everyone tonight. And, you know, I basically did a meditation and thought about what's a message that would be best suited for the community tonight. And what I was given was real simple. You're not alone. Everyone's going through this. All of us have lost something. We've been furloughed from our jobs. We've lost our jobs. Everybody's going through the same thing. And until this lifts, it's not going to change. So don't focus so hard on the need for it to change. Focus on that it will change, because it will. We are not paralyzed in this process. We're just on pause. And that pause will only last another 4 to 8 weeks, somewhere in there. And when it lifts, things will come back into place and life will get started again. What you want to do right now is think about how you need to change and what you need to change. How are you on your path to spiritual enlightenment, on your path to fulfillment, on your path to your purpose? Where are you in that? You will find it difficult to find a place onto your path if you're running in circles, frustrated about what you're not getting today. So don't focus on what you're not getting today. Focus on how you need to grow and develop, or how you need to release, how you need to evolve. Whatever it is, this is your opportunity to thrive and minister to yourself. This is some self time, right? Because when do you get self time? I'm going to take a caller, see if I can't get someone in onto the conversation. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. Just sitting here like everybody else, learning all the little things on my wall that I thought were cracks, but they were just lines to paint. So having a good time. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. You guys are having a hard time out there.
Yeah.
So we're going to send you some light and send you some love and some supportive prayer that everything, you know, calms down as quickly as possible out in the area, so that you guys can get back to the business of living normal lives as it starts to unfold. What can I do for you this evening?
So I'm looking for remote work, and reached out to me and have submitted me for some remote jobs. And
yes.
I, including today, was a bank. So I've had a couple submissions with pharmaceutical, and one with the university, and another with a bank today. And I just wondered what you see for me around getting a job.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that I see that is an absolute that's going to happen for you. I got a hard positive hit. I felt like the pharmaceutical, the word therapy and health comes up a lot when I'm connecting to you. So it feels like that's going to be the stronger one. They are in a hurry. Each of these organizations are in a hurry to kind of place people, and a lot of people are applying. You're going to stand out with two of them. It looks like the university and the pharmaceutical place. are going to be the ones that are going to be most interested. The pharmaceutical place is going to give you the best offer. I'm seeing 3 to 5 days is Wednesday, because they are in a hurry. You'll hear from them within the next 3 to 5 days. What I'm being guided to kind of focus you on is just focus on putting it out there as you've done, and just be positive and be in gratitude every day, in the morning and in the night before you go. Just say, hey, thank you for the opportunity. This is great. As if it's already happening. And that will help the energy kind of flow. You're in a unique situation in that what you are going to be doing, they really need, number one, they're overwhelmed, and they really need it. So that's an up for you, right? And so that's a good thing. That is a really good thing. So I want you to feel positive about that, because it does feel like this is going to come around for you. Does that help?
Yeah. So let me just clarify something, Angel. I had a Skype interview last week with a pharma. They didn't get good vibes with that Skype interview. That was on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then the other pharma that I'm talking about is it's a lab, but it's also considered a pharmaceutical. And there were two positions that I was submitted to for that company. So are they talking, when they say pharmaceutical, are they talking about the lab? Or are they talking about the one that I had the Skype interview that I didn't have a good vibe from?
I'm not feeling anything on that one, so no. That one feels like wah, wah, wah. The vibe that you felt is that you just, it didn't feel like the place you wanted to be. It's a little dark for you. And so that's not the one, that's not what we're pointing at. What they're pointing at is much more lighter energy. It looks like they're being called to do some more things. So there are multiple areas that they need people to work with them on, which was why it feels like this was such a strong one, because they're like, hey, so what can you do? So anyway, it looks like they have multiple things that they'll tap into on. But also phone call. You're going to get a phone call. I keep hearing phone call. You're going to get a phone call on this one. Asking more information, and that should be your cue that, hey, this is going to happen, because I'm getting this phone call. So it seemed kind of odd, but they literally are trying to figure out what they need, because they need more than they even thought they were going to need. They've got a lot of stuff coming up, which is a good thing. So no, not the dark one. No. That's not what I'm getting. That's not what I'm getting here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and this lab has been in the news with the virus and everything. So I'm hoping I get that job.
So this is the one you want then, right?
Yeah. It's a contract, but I would like it.
So when I talk to people about, you know, I say connect to spirit and be in joy, you know, the process of connecting to spirit, it's like a muscle. It's like working out. You go to the gym or to the studio and you work out and you have a discipline. 3 times a week, 2 times a week, you're like an animal, 6 times a week, you know, you go and you work the muscle and you do what you need to do to maintain so you could be in whatever flow in your physicality you want to be in. It's the same with connecting to spirit. And you connect to spirit every day. It doesn't have to be for 2 hours. I have a friend who meditates every morning for an hour and a half. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have an hour and a half every day. I must be a terrible person. No, it's not about how long you do it. It's just about doing it. Okay, if you connect to spirit and in a joyful space of gratitude, gracious gratitude, every day, it's like you open the door to this one-on-one conversation with divine every day. And in that one-on-one conversation, it's like visiting your grandma. You're talking to the divine and getting relief, you're getting healing, and then you can ask for what you need. If you do that every day, it's like a magic trick. You will find that you will get what you need more frequently, if not all the time. You know this is what you want. So take the time in the morning, whether it's for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, to just go through a process of connecting, saying thank you, and then asking for, you know, this confirmation, asking for this job again, and thanking the divine and all your posse that's around you for their guidance and their support. And then do it again at night. Doesn't have to take long. I guide my clients to start with the Lord's Prayer, say thank you for stuff, be in gratitude, and then have your ask. Today, okay. God, I'm really excited, and I'm really looking forward to starting this new position at this pharmaceutical company of choice. I appreciate and I love you. Thank you so much. And then you're done. And then you'll find that you will feel better, and you'll feel more confident about it, and you'll feel really, really great about it. And that energy will engage and create this, I like to call it manifestation magic. You will get anything that you want if you're convinced you're going to get it, right?
Well, I agree with you 100% because I know firsthand that living in gratitude and giving gratitude to God does manifest, even physically, things, magic. It's like magic.
It is.
I was looking for a pen for years. For years I'd been looking for this pen. Looked in my luggage constant. I'd looked through in the pockets of my luggage so many times. And one night I was giving praise, and thank God, I was just living in a moment of real solid gratitude and joy, absolute joy. And the next morning I woke up, and guess what I found in my pocket of my luggage?
That
I'm not kidding
amazing.
You. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, it was a mirror. I knew it was directly tied to the gratitude that I'd given the night before. I knew it because I'd took that luggage so many times through the years, and it wasn't there all of a sudden.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful. You know, as people talk about the law of attraction, and that's the point of it. You know, is to be in that space. That's all the divine wants from us. You know, if you think about it, it's like a parent will give you absolutely everything you need. They only want a few things, right? And that gratitude and then forgiveness is the other half of the equation. Forgiveness is the hardest part for most people because we prefer to stay in our space of anger. But forgiveness, if you release all the anger and the frustration and the distractions, the blocks that you hold on to through holding on to this anger for this people or peoples that have done whatever they did that upset you or they hurt you or they betrayed you, if you release all that, you no longer have any baggage. So now you're walking your journey with no baggage. How beautiful is that? Right?
That I have to work on. I do. Yes, I have to work on that for sure. Oh,
but it's true. We all do. It's a human process. You know, when you think about where we are today, I spend a lot of time looking on social media. I'm very into social media, and I have a lot of friends and companies, and I'll look at the social media posts. And right now, people are very angry because they have no control over what's happening, so they point it at, you know, the companies and the organizations that they're attached to. You know, I have the same. I have a Macy's purchase. I bought something on a pre-order that I was going to get a discount on, and went to go pick it up, and they're closed now, and I can't get anybody to answer me. I'm like, where's my money or where's my stuff? So we all get in this human space, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
yeah,
companies are going through the same thing you're going through. If you could imagine, you know, you and I, all we have to worry about, Laura, is our rent and our car payment,
mm-hmm,
and some food, right? Whereas these
right
companies have to worry about their 150,000 employees and their 4
mm-hmm
million clients and all this stuff that's going
mm-hmm
on. And they're trying to figure out what to do in a world where nobody was ready for this.
So you gotta forgive.
Like I forgave Macy's. I'm like, I get it. You know, it's not your fault. And I was mad. Nobody was talking to me. The minute I put it out there, someone from Macy's reached out to me, and said, I'm really sorry. Yeah, really sorry to hear this. Blah 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 blah. And I had a really great conversation with them, and I feel better. But look what I opened up by releasing that and not letting that get in my way. I opened up the opportunity for them to reach out to me. My goodness, if they had reached out to me when I was angry, what would they have gotten from me? And is it their fault? They're just some guy that works at Macy's on the phone, right? And
yeah,
it's that anger. And I just use that as an example. That's who we are. We're just angry. Everybody's so angry right now. But the reality is, that's why this happened. Now we can stop. Like, why are you angry? What is it in life you possibly have to be angry for, right? Just forgive them. Just forgive them. and be in joy.
Wow.
Just be in joy. Have gratitude. Forgive them. Be in joy. Be the only guy skipping down the street singing. Be the only one. And your life will be different. I promise you, your life will be different.
Thank you.
Please do. And I invite you to come in on the panel mediums tomorrow. It's going to be really, really cool. Everything that we're doing is free now to support you guys. It's part of the pandemic, but it's a really cool opportunity to hear from some insights from different practitioners on the whys. You know, there's one of the gals that's really into Nostradamus and the whys of why this happened. So please do. You can find all that information on the New Age Guild website. All right.
Oh, I will. I will check it out. Thank you.
Good
very
luck to
much.
You. Let me know. You're welcome. Let me know how you do with your job search, my dear.
God bless. Thank you,
Angel. Take care.
God
you're
bless.
Welcome. Bye bye. That's really cool. You know, it's so easy to talk to people and give insights when you're not, you know, with them, when you're outside of them. What I want you to know is that you have your own intuition, you have your own insights, you have your own connectivity, you have access to create what you need to create. I encourage you to take this time for your spiritual transformation. I'm very serious about that. I focus on myself. I'm focused on a lot of stuff and my own transformation. This is a tough time for everyone. Focus on the development of your process. Focus on the growth of your being so that when the roof comes off, the doors open, and the week's coming, that you're a better equipped person to do the things that you are put here to do. We all have a purpose. Every single one of us have a purpose. And by connecting to spirit and being in that space of joy, you can truly open up your life to positivity. Learn how to use the law of attraction in a way that's going to benefit your life. And you can attract, the law of attraction is a beautiful, but it's also a dangerous thing because you're going to attract anything you send out, and that includes negativity. So if you stick negativity out there, you're going to bring negativity to yourself, and we get everything tenfold. You send out love, you get 10 times as much love back. Oh my goodness, who doesn't want that? I want some of that, right? Let me take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Kathleen from New York.
Kathleen?
Kathleen.
That's really cool. And you're from New York as well. Another person from New York. You know,
yeah.
How you doing? How you hanging it? How's everything going?
I am so grateful. I'm like not in the city. I'm in the suburbs, so it's. I feel a little bit, you know, more open and not as congested. I feel that helps. It's like the only
good.
Time I've been able not to be in the city because I love
very
it.
Good.
But yeah, no, I'm grateful. Yeah, no, thank God. I'm faring well. My family is faring well. Yeah, no, I'm deeply, deeply grateful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm glad that you're in a space where, you know, you're doing well, because it's really tough out there for a lot of people. And I can feel the joy. And that's the thing. If you can be in joy and you could be in a process of gratitude and forgiveness, it'll all come. You know, it'll all come, and it'll make that journey so much more deeper and so much easier.
Yeah.
But what can I do
like
for you?
Free sex time. Thank you. Yes. I before all this happened, I was in the middle of a project with a gentleman named Neil, and it's on hold obviously. But I don't know, it hit me just today if it would be doable if I go to him and say, you know, well, obviously we have to, that project is on hold, but can we do a smaller one in the interim remotely, or if even, like, you know, just he would come to my house, like, you know,
so,
if that would be a good idea, or if I'm pushing.
So repeat his first name again for me, please.
Neil.
Neil, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are.
So So what I got is, so yes, absolutely, you can reach out to him. Neil seems a little reluctant. It feels like he doesn't realize how much he can be done during this time. Feels like you have a better connection to all the cool things that can be done and working together right now during this time. And that's part of his lesson. He needs you to kind of hold his hand and walk him across. Like, no, look, we could do this, and this. So absolutely, yes, got to be prepared to teach him. You have to show him what's possible in this. And as a result, you have to generate visibility around your process. It's like a branding thing that you guys have to do. Like, look what we're doing, and that this whole reaching out with some PR stuff, some broadcasting of some things so that people can see what you're doing. So absolutely, yes, but you have to drive that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So reach out to him. Be gentle. be gentle. He really is a little afraid. She doesn't want to admit it, but it's like, oh my God, it's, you know, I don't know how to do it. I don't know if this is going to work with what we're doing. And the answer is yes, it absolutely will work. So yeah.
Oh.
So yes. Oh, thank you. That was easy. Yeah, that's all you got.
Yay.
I love it. And so you are a really great energetic individual. I love your energy. I love your spirit. And you hold on to that during this time. You will be blessed at the end when this all comes together, because it's the people that are those little spots of joy with all this happening that are going to make a difference. So just stay in that space for me. Can you promise me that?
Oh, yes. The other side isn't worth being in. So, yes.
No. Right? Don't be in the dark when you can be in the light. It's so much warmer in the light, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes,
God bless you.
To you.
Have a good one. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
You too. God bless. Thanks.
You're welcome. That was an awesome, awesome conversation. So you guys are full of wonderful energy tonight. I appreciate you guys having the time to be with me in this space. Before I take the next caller, I'm going to invite you to go to my website. You'll find me at the New Age Guild. Just click on my link, go to my website, and sign up for my mailing list. I have something special for you guys tonight. I have my 21-day joy challenge that I've put together. And the joy challenge, a challenge for you to get in a space of joy, stay in that space of joy, and manifest for yourself. Learn how to turn your days into episodes of manifestation, journaling activities, and video, audio files for you to listen to every day for the 21 days. All free for you. Guys, go to my website and sign up to my mailing list, and you'll receive that automatically in your email along with a couple of other gifts. So once you do that, you can send me a message, and I can root with you together as you go through that. You're welcome to reach out to me, Angel Thacker, and I can take you through the process of getting through that. I'm going to take the next caller. Let's see who we got here. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. Are you in New York? Or?
No, I'm actually in California.
Oh, okay,
because
I'm from New York originally, too.
Well, we had a couple of, I get a lot of New York, New Jersey. I stay
in
late at night.
Yeah, what part of California? I was in L.A. years ago. I lived there.
San Francisco Bay Area up here.
Oh, okay.
In the north.
Yeah, I've been up there, too. But, I wanted to see, are you doing readings or?
I do. I am happy to do brief readings for people on the air. What do you need? What you need, Hugh? What's going on?
I'm looking to give. I don't need. I actually would love to, if you have my number, speak with you off air, because it's time to really help people more with the skill sets that we have with the different fingerprints and the different stories, so that all of it can be out there for people to resonate with in a way that will help them tap into their creativity and spirituality. That's where we should be going more and more. in these times.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually empowered the word joy back on January 1st, 2011. And there's a hidden meaning in the word joy, which you discover when you create a word from each of the letters in the word joy. And when you do that, you find the hidden meaning is Jesus optimizes you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. It's really great.
I'm actually, as a global visionary, committed to empowering women and indigenous people globally in my work, as I also at the same time work on rooting out corruption. That's the biggest problem mankind has had since the beginning. And I've been tested throughout my entire life in many, many different ways, and have had quite a bizarre life. If I can share my name, it might be interesting for you and your listeners to see who I am on the internet.
Oh, go ahead. Feel free. Go ahead.
My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name, Charlson, is spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S like Sam, E like Edward, N like Nancy. You can just put it on YouTube or Google it. I actually even share a common background with the president. I support any president in office to unite the people of the country properly, but I'm not into the ego and trade wars, old paradigm based on control and corruption. So I pray for him and leave him on his path in that regard. But if he ever wants to look at how to empower the people instead of controlling and manipulating, I'm right there for that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you hit on some subjects that are truly important. And I started off the show today speaking about, the reasons why, this all happened. And you hit it on the nail. We're in a space right now. We have to look at those things now. We have to stop and really seek within ourselves the meaning, that spiritual evolution that we are desperately in need of on our planet versus the ruling of the egos. In watching the shift, you can even see it now. It's small steps, but it's still a shift that's happening as a result of being forced into a pause state to stop and just be. And what we should be doing during this time is what you spoke about, the kind of working with ourselves and working with each other as light workers to help spread the message, spread the meaning, spread the healing, and spread the love. You should check out the New Age Guild. You should join our family and help us go through the process of helping enlighten the world in this.
Well, again, I am in a very unique way of doing things, so I have people that interact with me that put things on the internet, but I stay in an extremely creative mode, and it takes away from my creativity to
understood.
I just have a web browser on my smartphone. So I browse the web and make connections through the telephone or snail mail. So that's why I'm saying if you want to hold on to my number, I'm sure that there's a lot that I can do to help bring more attention to the beautiful work that you're doing and then what awakened people to the basic fact that we all came from spirit and we're going to go back there eventually. And you can't take the material goods with you. And
right.
I was blessed with an earth angel wife for 35 and a half years who taught me the lesson. I say we all incarnate to learn the lesson of unconditional love. And as we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. And in doing that, that's actually bringing blessings back into our lives. So and it's not complicated, but it's all based on choices and everybody understanding that there's two types of energies, which is everything, negative and positive. So you can choose one or the other. And if you make a mistake, then don't repeat the same mistake. Just learn from it and move more into a positive way of looking at life and spirituality.
Right. Very true. And I'm a strong believer in that. And like I always speak about the lessons, we're put here and we go through the lessons. And the first thing you want to do is be able to learn your lesson and move on so you don't have to keep doing the lessons over and over again, because it gets more uncomfortable the more you repeat them, right?
Well, that's exactly what the global elites love, too, to keep people in total chaos. And that's
yep.
where these big mega companies and billionaires or whatever. I saw a beautiful presentation on a PBS show, Frontline, about Jeff Bezos and Amazon. I was looking for his end game. He doesn't have one. It's all greed, and that's not where people should be going. So in interviews, I've said many times that election day actually is every day you buy a product. So if you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. A lot of people don't know, but it's verifiable on the internet. A number of years ago, Walmart paid a fine of $82 million for dumping pesticides down storm drains. So they paid the fine. It's in and out of the consciousness of people, but what's to stop them from doing it again or doing something else? We are when we wake up and realize that election day is every day you buy a product. And for companies, I say you can have the best product, the best customer service. It's no longer enough. You have to be good to your employees,
yeah,
your customers, the environment, and give back to the community in ethical, legal, moral, transparent ways.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, right, how it's come back full circle to where we really should care more about the companies we do business with. And it's not just about money. You know, we live in a society here in America where for the last year or two, it's been just about money. The market's doing great. Business is doing great. When this pandemic first hit, it was a shocker. We weren't prepared. We didn't know what to do. And we weren't supportive initially because we weren't in a space of what there is to do to help people, what there is to do to minister to our community, and what there is to support each other. We were just in the business of what's the stock market looking like today. And you talk about election day. I love that. And what I love about that is that no matter what you say, no matter how you put your fist up and scream who you're talking about, when you go to the store and you buy this product or you order from a website from a person who owns it that's not, you know, in the light, you are putting your name down on the paper right next to the other guy's name, right?
Exactly. And just some basic things to open people's minds. I like to break it down to the simplest things. I say to people, if you have to make a choice immediately, which would you prefer to be, an embittered paraplegic billionaire or a healthy, happy person with all your basic needs met? Some people might jump right on the billionaire, but I think after a couple of days, they truly regret that choice, especially if they had a nasty nurse or something. And the other
yeah.
thing I like to say is that if you had to experience a million times stronger the psychological or physical pain that you cause someone else, how long do you think you do that?
Right. And that's absolutely, I love that too. You know, the forgiveness and the gratitude. What is it they used to teach us in school, those of us who are Xers and above? Do unto others as you would like others to do unto you.
Well, that's exactly right. That's where I resonate with Jesus Christ. I leave anybody to their own belief systems, and Jesus did too. He's not happy with a lot of the religions, and I say if all the religions on the planet functioned properly, nobody would be deprived clean water, food, and proper shelter. And any religion that is not leading to a personal heart-to-God relationship is just a third-party manipulator, and any religion that tells you to kill someone is not a religion at all. It's a terrorist organization.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you should, you and I should connect. Maybe one time we can put a show together and we can talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, if you just
want
to hang out to my telephone number, I have other people that I can make you aware of that you might even look over and be able to interact or at least be aware of other things that you may not be, because I've been all over the map, so to speak. I've had quite a bizarre life. I've had UFO paranormal and near-death experiences with ongoing paranormal and very powerful synchronicities. That's a whole other area people really have to pay attention to. And I tell people that nature is God's classroom. Just leave the devices and get out in it and look at all the miracles around you, the flowers, the trees, the birds are singing. They're happy. Their needs are met. And God will meet your needs too if you just learn to let go and let God handle what you can't and just forgiveness, love, and prayer are the true values in life. That's what people have to understand.
Well, thank you for calling in. This was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to you know, connecting with you in the future. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll keep you in my prayers. And that's another thing. People that want to have changes in the world, prayer is powerful if you just pray in the way that you should, to ask God to help change what needs to be changed. So put the ego in check. Stop
Absolutely.
Looking at God as a Santa Claus and asking for everything. And when you don't get it, blaming God. No, you may
Absolutely.
Not be getting it because you have to learn some lessons.
Yes, you got to learn them lessons. Oh, my God. Well, thank you for calling. It was fun talking to you. I'm looking forward to chatting with you soon. OK,
take care. God bless.
Take care. God bless. Truly, really cool. And a lot of the things that caller Hugh talked about is so, so very true. And as we look about getting through this pandemic, and I say that with like an emotional response, like, oh my goodness, a pandemic. That's the world that we live in right now, is that we're experiencing a pandemic. How many movies have we watched? How many shows have we watched? How many documentaries have we watched? I'm like, ah, that's not going to happen. And yet here we are in the midst of a pandemic. I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
This is Wade Busy in California.
Wade?
Wade Busy.
Okay. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to kind of like comment about what the gentleman was speaking on earlier. That was really good stuff. I really was enjoying that, and your input too. That was great. I just want to say thanks a lot for sharing all that.
Thank you. You know, I think, you know, for all of us, it's surreal to be in this situation, and to hear there's so much out there right now, right, about the things that we're going through, and you know, you could turn on any number of channels and hear some really good things that really help you kind of see what there is to look at. What I loved about some of the things that the last caller was talking about is that connection, that deep soul connection, that joyous, loving connection is really the answer to everything, right? You know, being in gratitude, being joyous, and being forgiven, and living in that golden rule law, do unto others as you want others do unto you. And then the life will give you back wonderful things in tenfold practice. So that was, it was really cool. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Well,
do you have anything?
I like to reiterate, and I like to say a few things, not reiterate, but I like to say a few things on behalf of the truth being spoken in love. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And so, gosh, I'm just trying to remember what I was going to share this. oh my gosh. Oh,
it's okay.
You said something that brought it back to my mind, and then I was trying to remember what it was, and then I lost it again.
It'll come back.
Yeah, it'll come back. Let me just say this. Okay. Gosh, it was beautiful too. It was a beautiful, beautiful, just like, I mean, it was like, it was like pictorial. It was like speaking Hebrew or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. Let me just put it this way then. I'll just say what I normally would say in a situation like this. You know, when you're trying to get underneath your feelings, you know, because your feelings are so important, you know, feelings are just so important. I mean, I don't know how I know people, like, I know a lot of women that probably don't rely on their feelings that much. And they probably learned all this stuff, you know, but maybe they don't talk about it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a woman, you know, nudge me and say, it's your turn, you know, and I had to get up. I couldn't like say, I'm too tired. I'm not going to get up, but I have to get up. You know, I don't rely on my feelings. I get up. So I started learning about this thing, you know, you don't always rely on your feelings all the time. And I thought, yeah, I don't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but what about the times that we do? And I was going to bring that up if you just give me a little time. So we rely on our feelings entirely too much, and we more than we care to mention. And so we're not going to mention that. But have you ever noticed that when you rely on your feelings too much, you find that you make so many mistakes, and then you finally realize that if you're trying to get underneath your feelings, you can't do it. It's impossible. Well, Let me tell you why it's impossible. It's impossible because everything underneath your feelings, where you are, what you love and don't love, is all tangled up in a knot. And so you're not getting underneath your feelings. Because you would have to examine your feelings in light of truth in order to get mm-hmm. underneath your feelings. And you have two ways of expressing your feelings. One is to do cry. I mean, you know, crying. That's one way of expressing your feelings outwardly. And the other way is to talk. And since we're talking right now, and we're not crying at the moment, we get the opportunity to get underneath our feelings. Because after we have exhausted our feelings, you know, by talking about them, because they became powerful for some reason, maybe somebody said something or somebody's doing something, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand up. Next.
I'm sorry?
Oh, was there somebody had their hand up?
Nope, I don't see any hands.
Oh. No hands, okay. Yeah, okay. So so when we get underneath our feelings, it's like you talk about your feelings. You know, you have to talk about them. So you talk. And then pretty soon you get underneath your feelings, because later on you're just relaxing, and then you're under sun, you're just relaxing, and then next thing you know, you can see everything now because you're underneath your feelings. This is where you are, what you think, what you say, and what you do, right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have an opportunity to do what you do, because that's what matters most to you, right?
Okay. I got you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, you got me? Okay, good.
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay, so this lady over here is reflecting what I'm projecting because she feels me. So she says she does, and I believe her. I'm not kidding with her. She knows it. So other people may not know that. And so I just want to bring some attention. Huh?
So what I was going to say that was really cool, and when I in the conversations when I work with my clients, kind of to piggyback when you say, it's like filters, it's like air conditioner filters, right? When you have feelings and you're communicating with people and you speak through your feelings, you're speaking through the filter of those feelings. And if so, those feelings are, as you said, if they're tangled up, like they're angry, frustrated, any of those kinds of feelings, you're communicating through those feelings. And so you have like the double whammy of I'm communicating with you through my filter, and then you're hearing me through your filters, because feelings and emotions trigger feelings and emotions, right? So if I have feelings and emotions and you have feelings and emotions, and you communicate something to me through that filter, you may trigger me in some way because of what you said, how you said it, what you reminded me of, or whatever. Now I'm in a space, and now here we are communicating like that. And that's part of the challenge. That's part of the challenge that we have in our society, especially today, where people are communicating through ego and they're communicating through hate and they're communicating through all this stuff. And it's just shaken our society up, and we are literally tied in knots. And so now what can
people,
we do?
Those people are not having relationships, for one. If anybody's going to have a relationship with somebody outside of themselves, there's going to be three things that are going to be needed in that thing, in that thing you call relationship, and there'll be cornerstones.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just saying we're talking about relationships. You're talking about relationships that people have with other people right now in terms of the communication.
Right. And in terms of being able to have someone outside of yourself open themselves up to you and share a little bit of themselves with you, so you have something, at least something, to work with. And as you're working with that, love is making a deposit into their bank.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. Okay. I love it. That was really good. I appreciate you calling and taking the time to listen to the show. We're here. We've got multiple shows through the week. I'm here on Monday night. I encourage you to come on back. I would love to talk to you some more. But in the meantime, I didn't ask you where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm your next door neighbor.
Oh, you're up here in Northern Cal? Oh,
I'm right down the street from you.
Right down the street, like across the street from my house.
Well, you know, the El Camino Real goes from where I'm at to where you're at, so it's just down
the street. you're from the South Bay. How are you guys doing over there? Are you guys being safe?
Yeah, we're being safe, and you know, people
good.
You said, people are not really adhering to the whole thing.
No.
You know,
no, they're
and
not.
So no, they're not. But a lot of people don't have, they don't know what to do. I mean, they see like me with this mask on that looks like I'm flying an F-14 fighter jet flying, thing, you know, and because I don't got no paper mask. I mean, I got the real deal, you know. This is, you know, and I put this thing on, and I'm walking, I'm riding my bike or anything, and people are looking at me, and they're all taking pictures of me and stuff, and they're all, I'm going to put you on my Instagram. I'm riding my bike going, okay, I'm waving at them and stuff, and they're like, I'm all, yeah, I'm way busy. You know, hey, man, you know, but now I'm on the blog, you know, everything. And so I'm on Instagram and all these other places, you know, I'm big time. You know what I mean? I'm like,
oh, you're a superstar
like,
now.
Yeah, I'm, God told me I was going to be a superstar. And I'm like, God, I thought you said I was going to be a legend. He goes, we're working on it.
We're working on that. You got to be a superstar first before we become a legend. Oh, that's so exciting. That is so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you thank you for calling. You have been a lot of fun to talk to. Keep in touch. Follow the show. And take care of yourself.
Well, you did the same. And thank you so
much. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too.
That was really cool. That was really cool. Here in the Bay Area, much like on the East Coast, we have pockets. When New York's got their pockets and our pockets in the South Bay, which is in the San Jose, Santa Clara area. And so last caller is there. So I wish you well and send you some prayers. And hopefully everybody will do as they need to do so that we can maintain this and get this under control. And a lot of people are complaining, saying, oh, it's not that bad. I get a lot of feedback and a lot of emails and instant messages where people are like, it's a conspiracy. And that's my favorite. I love to talk about conspiracies. Don't ask me why. I just do. It's really interesting to hear what a lot of people feel like is happening. And some of it's very true, but some of it is stuff that we create. But I want to say something about this pandemic. Conspiracy theory or not, the primary thing that we need to be focused on is maintaining a space where we can be safe, we can focus on our health, and we can get people back to work so our society can move forward. So just take a deep breath and stay indoors and do as we're being asked to do so that we can get this over with. It is really being done for the greater good, and we will come out of this. I'm going to take another call. I have time for one more caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Kara calling.
Kara, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. I was just listening, and I also think that it's interesting how the conspiracy theories are all out there.
Oh, yeah. There's some good ones, too, right?
Yeah, very good ones. And you know what I think? I think it's all true. Everything. Every little
like
bit
every,
of it.
Carol's like, I believe every minute of it.
Not just
thing.
One thing only anymore. It's complete
all
chaos.
All of it together in one big bowl.
And we'll get through it. We'll get through it. God knows for
it.
How long. Nobody can
I
predict
it. Nobody can
it's
predict
hard.
It. It's complete. So don't you find it interesting, Kara, that it's been taken completely out of our control?
Completely.
It's completely
and
out of our control.
It.
Yep.
And
all
here,
you can do is stand back and just like wait for it to stop. It's
yeah.
just like we have been,
yeah.
we have literally
we're
like
all
the little person.
This together.
That's
every
we are.
Every class, every human being. And here we had people trying to separate everybody continuously. And we're all coming
isn't
together
that,
and
doing isn't that
it all
interesting?
Together.
Isn't that
yes.
interesting? I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I know.
Well, what can I do for you?
That's
what
why
can
I
do?
Want to talk to deep in okay, well, I have a situation going on at work, and I'm like,
okay.
I don't know what's going to happen next. I just asked labor relations to take me off of this department.
Oh, wow.
It was a nightmare. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
oh my gosh.
I also called the director. I said, this is not a place I can handle, and please take me out. And this is like, so I'm wondering, like, what's going to happen when I go back to work? I didn't go to work. I don't know when I'm going to go back because I injured myself, and I want to go back, but I have no clue what's going on, and new people are being hired, and I'm just like, what's happening? Where
okay,
am I going to
so-
go?
I while you were talking, one of the things I do is I play with cards. I have one of Dorian Virtue's decks, the Archangel Oracle card, and I just pulled a card out while you were talking, and the card I pulled out for you was Victory. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. So what I'm getting from this as I connect to your situation is that this situation is going to come to an end in your favor. I'm not sure that you're going to be going back to there. If you do go back to there, it'll be for a short amount of time. You've raised your hand and you've made it clear. And you've also called out to the divine source and your angels. This is going to be resolved for you. And it's going to be resolved in your favor. I'm going to post this card on my Facebook page so that you guys can see it. Just go to the New Age Guild so you can look at it and get the meaning for it.
Do you know
but
where I'm going? Or?
Huh, it's interesting. So I keep being shown a different place. There's more trees. There's it's a little smaller, but it's more open. And it's just a happier place. And I don't feel like you know this place yet. You are going to go someplace else. Going to be a little more distance than where you are now. And what I'm being asked to ask, I'm being asked to ask you is, are you willing to travel?
No, because not right now with the virus going on. I'm not.
Well, when it's over, we're talking about when it's over, when this thing is over.
Oh,
are you willing to travel?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what it feels like. You're going to get the opportunity to go someplace else. It's trees, I see like really pretty trees and just a very scenic looking area. And it looks like associated with the same company that you're working with now. And this is definitely going to be a change in location. So, and it looks like it's a better opportunity as well.
Okay.
But we have to get through this cycle here. So you've got to take a deep breath and know that it's almost over. But it looks like I keep hearing 4 to 8 weeks that we have left of this. So this has to pass first. So as I said with the first caller when I started the show for you, what I really want you to do is maintain that wonderful connection. Start your day in gratitude and connection in your day with gratitude and forgiveness. Be in joy. And you'll start to manifest that positivity in your life and help pull this to you. But the big thing you want to be grateful for, Courage, you want to be grateful for the reward of the answer to your ask, because that's what's about to happen here is your prayers are going to be answered because you've asked to be moved and you are going to be moved. So be in a space where you're thankful for that. Like, thank you so much for resolving this for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I was not gonna be happy over there.
No, you're not. It's not for you. It's toxic, and you don't want to be in a toxic situation. And also, go to my website, angelbacker.com, and join up on the mailing list. You're gonna get my you'll get my free 21-day joy challenge. It'll give you some things to do to kind of help you with the law of attraction and manifestation. And it's free. It's all the stuff that's for you guys to help you guys get through this fun stuff that we're doing now. Well, you were a lot of fun. I've had some great callers today. We're about to end the show, so I'm going to say goodnight to you, Kara. Call me again sometime. Let me know how things are going.
Okay. And your Facebook page is Angel?
Well, my name is Angel Thacker. Go to my website, angelthacker.com. You'll see my Facebook. Everything is connected there. That's the easiest way for you to get to it.
What's the last name? I'm sorry. Angel?
Angel Thacker. Thacker. You'll see me linked.
Angel,
you look on the show, it's linked right there. Okay?
Yeah, got it.
Got you, sweetie. God bless. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Oh, what a wonderful show. You guys are so wonderful. I'm just going to leave you guys with this reminder. Go to my website. Get your joy challenge for free. God bless you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay in joy. Love you guys. Ciao, ciao.
It's time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection.